following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hello again, Refuge family. It's time for another fireside chat on the 24th of March. It's Tuesday, and today you'll be blessed to have Pastor Bill and Joy Welsh again in your home or car or wherever you may be tuning in to today's timely word of encouragement. Wanted to give you just a really quick update as it relates to our food ministry. I mentioned to you yesterday that we want to open up to expand our food ministry to first minister to the Refuge family. Again, honoring what Paul said to the church in the Galatian churches, plural, but really to all the churches as those were circulated. And he said to do good to others, but especially to the household of faith. And so we want to minister to our church family, those that perhaps may have a need because of, just because of the times that we're in right now, a little bit of a financial crunch. So Monday and Tuesday from 11 to 12 will be open just to the Refuge Church family. So you can come by. This weekend we'll have some pictures posted so you can see the kind of food. We have a lot of great food, fresh produce, sometimes baked goods, some great gourmet frozen meals and such that have been prepared. So that's for you. And it's happening again next Monday. Next Tuesday, 11 to 12 for the Refuge family, and then we open that up to the general public later on in the afternoon. So there you have it. Let's see what Pastor Bill and Joy have for us.
You're hearing me? I'll just trust that you are. And my beautiful bride, Joy.
Hey.
You've been busy today already, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have.
Tell them what you
yep.
were doing.
Yep. Women's Bible study, and we were going through chapter 4. Of the book of Esther, and just really excited about what the Lord has in that. And
what's that notoriously wonderful verse?
For such a time as this, in verse 14.
Came from her relative, right? Uncle, was it Mordecai that said that to her?
Cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cousin, yeah. And she was kind of a little hesitant, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But
well,
he said,
yeah.
Honey, maybe you're here for this. And we'll talk more about that. Before I get to a couple of other announcements, I just want to repeat a couple of things from yesterday. I want to read to you the passage that I want to share just a few moments on in a little while. And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it's verse 7 down to verse 9. Consider what I say, says Paul. 2 Timothy, he's ready to check out. He believes that his time is very, very short, and he says, I think I've run the race, I've finished the course, but he says, consider what I say, may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. And then verse 10, and therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. That's a great verse, but that was not the one that I was thinking that I'd be reading to you. It must have been, let me just give you the
same thing, only different.
Isn't that, all of the word is great.
Yes.
I love it when the pastor gets incredibly humbled. But the part I wanted to bring you to is the one that says, the gospel is not bound. And Paul said, I'm in chains, but the gospel is not in chains. And I want to talk about that a little bit later and encourage you. And we want to hear from you as well to let us know what you're doing to prove that even in a time of restriction, the gospel, the word of God, is not restricted. So, a couple of things. Why am I wearing this hiking vest again? Well, I wanted to wear my hiking hat, but it puts a shadow on my face, which might have been okay for some of you. But I'm wearing the hiking vest because I figured, you know what? We're still on a journey right now. We're on a far more important and consequential journey than I was on the 95 miles that I hiked while I was in Israel. And so I'm going to keep this on for a while. We'll see how long it will last. But I'm just making a statement to myself to stay on the trail and keep moving forward. And I thought you might like to see the T-shirt that I'm wearing today. It's from Zion Barber, a shameless plug for those wonderful brothers that cut hair up there. And it says Psalm 125:1. That's a song that we sang yesterday. So not just props to them, but a reminder that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be removed. And the next thing I want to remind you of is Friday during this time, at the end of our fireside chat, we're going to have communion. Mm-hmm. And so you have a piece of bread and have a cup of juice there ready for you to partake with us as we come to the close of this week on the fireside chats. And remember that the prayer line is open for you to call in with your prayer requests from 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So give us a call if you need somebody to stand with you in prayer, and we'll move that to one of the pastors that are on call. And now I was going to ask Joy if she would share a little bit of what she shared today with the ladies. I hear you had a special guest musician today. Is that right?
Yes, you were there.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, you remember.
Anyway, she asked me to share that song, They That Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that's circulating more. So tell us what you shared with the ladies.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that stood out to me was... when Esther comes to that place and she recognizes that if I perish, I perish, her whole trust is in God. Her whole trust is in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Her whole trust is in, this is what I'm going to do, not knowing the outcome. We know the outcome. We know the end of the story. But she didn't know that outcome, and she's putting herself in that place. And so it kind of ties together with Acts 20:24.
Right.
None of these things move me.
I love that passage.
And neither do I count myself, my life, dear to myself, that I might, I don't have the rest of it memorized, but that I can continue to spread the gospel.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize that she was put in a place right then. It's not by chance that our women's Bible study has been called God Positioning His People.
Yes.
Because of the way that she was positioned in that place. When we started out with Ruth, Ruth was positioned in that place. It's not a place that they would have chosen to put themselves.
Right.
God put them in that place. Mm-hmm. And then they worked with what God showed them in that situation. So, yeah, I'm excited about Esther.
It's remarkable too. There's several phrases that we've used down through the years. Positioned by God is the most recent one, and I love that. It's just, you know, God putting His pieces. Oh, we didn't light the candle. God putting His pieces on the board where He wants us to be. And so often we want to wrestle with that. Think, oh, I'd rather be a queen than a pawn. Mm. I'd rather be a horse, you know. And and He says, no, you're a pawn. Just be a really, really great pawn. Mm. And you're specifically positioned by Him. I've used the term strategically placed. Mm. God puts us right where He wants us, and every day He'll bring people along our path. That is really one of our ongoing streams of encouragement to the people of Refuge, to realize they, just like all of you that are listening today, each one of you, right where you are, even if you are confined to your home for the duration of this COVID-19 puzzle that has come upon us all, there will still be people that are in the people that will cross your path, in, so to speak. And we've talked about it recently, people that will come to mind, and a piece of mail or email you'll get, or an unbeliever that you know, maybe this is the time that I can call them and their hearts are a little more open. And they may wonder, you know, I wonder how Sister Susie is doing. I wonder how my cousin Roger is doing. And this might be the time for cousin Roger to call them and check in on them and say, how can I pray for you? Is anything I can leave on your doorstep, if that's possible?
Redeeming the time.
Yeah, yeah. For such a time as this, we have been stationed. We knew that when we were in Israel. There was no question when we stepped off the plane on the 9th of March, and that evening we heard that they were shutting down most, if not all, of the incoming tourist traffic from that time on. We had one more small group that was coming in from Minneapolis. I might have mentioned this yesterday, but they got in, and then we were surprised how empty the roads were, especially of all the tourist buses. There were none. I don't remember one time where we passed a tourist bus on the road or had to wrestle for a spot. But the bus driver that we had for the first 5 days was able to put us right at the gate or at the door of what we were going to go in and take a look at. But then we were there until the 20th, and after we left, we were told that we were likely the last flight out of Ben-Gurion Airport there in Tel Aviv. And it just made me it convinced me that we were there for such a time as this. And I prepared the team that were with us that really were as much of a mission team as a touring team to just look for the people that needed encouragement. And it was a powerful time. But I would love to know, at this time where God has strategically placed you, where you are positioned by God, I would love to know what opportunities God has given you in this season. And if you would be so gracious as to give us a call, leave it on our answering machine here at a voicemail with us here at Refuge, that would be great. If you want to email it to info@refugefamily.com, how is God giving you opportunities right now to prove that the gospel and the word of God is not chained, it's not bound up? And I look back at the passage, I actually did read that, which is even more embarrassing that I read it and didn't realize that I read it. But that's typical of this Velcro that's slipping in my brain.
You're still not in this time zone.
Yeah, maybe. You're so gracious. Thank you for giving me an excuse. But how are you? I'm not asking you, how are you coping? That's a very different thing, and that's important as well. But how are you, in the terms of Scripture, how are you more than conquering in Christ Jesus and proving that the Word of God for you is not bound? How are you growing? What does your family do right now to remain vibrant and to remain connected with one another? Last night, we had a really wonderful and fun Zoom meeting with all four versions of our family, with Bethany, Shannon, Jeremy, and Starlin's households. And we all came together, and we laughed, and we goaded one another just a little bit. And Joy and I got in trouble for being out and about yesterday to serve some other people. And I wouldn't say there was no way out of it. There was no way to deny that God wanted us to do that. I love the way that our kids love us enough to sort of poke us at times. Like, kids, if you're listening, don't poke too hard, okay? The bones are getting older. But how have you been able to reach out to your neighbors? What have you been doing creatively to get the word out? Is there anything that you've done online that you'd love to share with us? I look at Paul when he's writing to Timothy, knowing that his time is winding down. And he says to Timothy, yes, I'm restricted. He's in a place he would not have chosen to be. But the gospel is continuing to go out. The gospel was not restricted. He reminded Timothy that even though he was in prison, the gospel was not in prison. The word of God was not in prison. Paul used, and listen, this is what happened. Paul used his quarantine time. That's a mouthful. But his quarantine time to write more letters than we even have in the Bible. He mentions letters that he's written, and we don't even have copies of them these days. But he just couldn't stop writing. He realized, God, if you've got me here, you've got me here for a purpose. And he begged his friends to bring him a warm cloak in that prison, that cold prison, and more what we would call paper to write more letters for more people. The word of God was not bound. So be deliberate in sharing the gospel. I want to encourage you to be creative as you can, using every means and every media that you have at your fingertips, and most of it isn't our fingertips, isn't it? To spread love and light and life to as many people as you can. Put together your own Zoom group of your family and your friends, and maybe some unbelieving friends. Just connect with them again and see how you can touch their life, and ask your unsaved friends how they're doing at times like this. And in the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus, continue to spread his love and his truth. I would even say this. Sometime during the day, open up your window and sing your praises loud for the neighbors on all sides of you to hear that there's something different in that house. Those people must love Jesus. As I said yesterday, let's not disappear at a time like this. Let's be more apparent. The word of God is not bound. And let's surrender ourselves to his purposes in this strange time. One last thing I want to do is share a song with you that comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm hoping that you're praying for our nation. It is very possible that God is using this on purpose to get the attention of the world that has rebelled against him. We have a world that has opened their arms to abortion. We have a world that has opened their arms to and their minds to a different definition of family than the Scripture. And maybe God is shaking what can be shaken to get our attention. And this is the call that came to the people of Israel at a time in great, great duress that they were under, and even rebellion. And this is a different tune than maybe you've heard, but it goes like this. If my people, who are called by my name,
humble themselves and pray. And if my people will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sins. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sins. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Father, I pray at this time you would search our hearts and search out this nation, Lord, and shake what needs to be shaken, that we might be restored to a nation that honors you, fears you, and serves you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities you give us. Help us to take them day by day by day, Lord, to prove that the gospel is not bound, to prove that the word of God is not bound, and to understand that you've placed us right here in this strange time for such a time as this. So, Lord, your will be done through us today in Jesus' name. And everybody out there said, amen. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. Shalom, shalom.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.